What's poppin', people? It's Dante. I'm currently walking down Walnut Street here in Philadelphia, just snapshotting my way through the day. We have such beautiful architecture in Philly. Ultimately, what I'm thinking about in terms of street photography is the ultimate and supreme joy of practicing street photography is simply being around other people. It's around, you know, when you're around the city, when you're in the town, when you're surrounded by chaos, with the cars moving by, with the sort of buses filled with people, the streets filled. It's like 100 degrees today, apparently. You know, it's just a nice way to spend time. You know, just being outside, being a part of society, being on the front lines of life. You know, this to me is where I thrive. I have this dichotomy within me that loves nature, that loves spending my time during the day, culling, tending the gardens. I was about to say culling, like I'm culling photos. Yeah, like pruning plants and making gardens and spending all day alone in nature where I work, and then coming outside and then, oh man, just being out here in the open world around people and just greeting people. Like, I just met a stranger that I'm kind of familiar with. And like, we just like hugged, you know, she just hugged me, and now I'm just moving down the street and I'm just feeling good because I'm amongst society and there's other people that are, you know, present sometimes and will acknowledge you, and then you can acknowledge them. And it's like, I don't know, I think it's nice to just, you know, when you're out in the street, just like make eye contact and interact and chat with people to sort of like tinker. I like to pluck the flowers. Man, these flowers are so, are these hyacinths? These are so hardy, like they're actually difficult to pluck. It's like God's telling me not to pluck that one. But it's just a fun way to spend time. You know, it's so simple. Just walking and photographing brings you joy, but it's really about being around other people that makes street photography so much more enticing as a sort of subgenre within the realm of photography generally. You know, when you think of street photography, you think of people, humanity, and you know, that's what we seek to uplift in the photographs we make, is humanity at the forefront of the practice, you know. And so, yeah, ultimately I believe the way that you engage with humanity is what then reflects back in the photographs you make. And so, yeah, just a simple quick thought today about joy and why being around other people bring me joy. I think it's just a very natural thing. I think humans are designed to live in cities, actually. I think humans are designed to be around other people. And I think this is where humans thrive. I think that ultimately, like, the peak of civilization and humanity is in a city. And, you know, if you think of ancient Rome and how grand this empire was and the inhabitants within that beautiful eternal city, you know, that to me is like the sort of blueprint of a flourishing, beautiful society. And I sometimes feel like I'm in ancient Rome when I'm around all of this beautiful architecture, and it's just such a great city here, Philadelphia. Very grateful to live here so I can practice my photography. Yeah, in a really seamless and easy way. You know, it's not overwhelming like New York, where there's so much terrain to cover. I can walk the entirety of Center City, Philadelphia every single day and cover from river to river and all the little nooks and crannies in between. You know, I can walk the same streets over and over again, but still find novelty, still find new things to photograph. And the great thing about photographing in Philadelphia is it's almost like a tight-knit community. Like I said earlier, I just ran into a stranger that I'm familiar with, and you know, you'll see the same faces and you'll see the same people, and it's something that's more interesting to me as a photographer who's interested in humanity than photographing in a place where maybe there's more anonymity in New York, whereas in Philadelphia there really isn't anonymity. Like, sure, we're in a big city, there's millions of people, whatever, but it's almost like a big city with like small town vibes, and that's what makes Philly so special. And yeah, it's very easy to walk around Philly. It's very simple to navigate. The grid system is perfect. We have beautiful parks to escape into, rivers to walk along. You know, you can have the best of both worlds, surrounded by people, chaos on a bustling corner, and then escape into the woods in the Fairmont Park or Wissahickon. And so yeah, just recognize the beauty of humanity and try to uplift that with your photography.
the human experience